Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
I think I'm having some voice problems today.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, sex stylies?
Whoa.
Tim.
It's Valentine's Day.
That doesn't
show.
Mean sex. It's a day to celebrate romance, not
sex. It's romance
sex.
And love.
Love.
Okay, well, how about we compromise and say sensuality?
Well,
all right.
All right.
Corporeal pleasures.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Carnal delights.
I think just love and romance is connecting with someone.
Sinful desires?
And going down on them. Hey,
whoa.
It's also episode 69.
Really?
Is it?
Can you believe it?
Wow, that People really worked out.
I love that. That's perfect.
The Valentine's Day special, which I just said wasn't about sex and lusty passions, is on 69. Episode 69.
Of all the passions, sex is the lustiest.
All the lusty. I have certain lusty passions for that woman.
I have lusty passions for you.
This Valentine's Day, celebrate your lusty passions.
And hey, if you're listening, if you like this sort of talk, check out the blowout this week. We're talking about the greatest love song.
Talking all the greatest love songs.
And up on the $1,000 tier, we're revealing our kinks.
Oh, yes. Is that up, that tier?
Yes, yes.
It's on the way. And
start saving up, folks.
Yeah, this is starting rather ribald, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, raunch.
I'm feeling quite amorous myself.
Yeah. Well, I've got some good shit talk for us today. Shit chat, I mean. Shit talk is different.
Well, what have we been doing for 5 minutes?
Well, this is more pointed. So I was hanging out with director John Haskell. He directed a few videos.
Oh, yeah.
His brother, Matt Haskell, great guy, also a fan. Their wives, Gina and Rosa. Mm-hmm. And Haskell's wife is named Rosa. She's from Finland. And we were hanging out, and she had some Finnish liquors with her. And guys, what the Finnish are doing with liquors, it's very interesting to
with
me.
Liquors.
The Finns.
I know about the Finnish long drink. Did she talk about the Finnish long drink?
The Messamaria? Messamaria?
No, but that sounds good.
Well, I'll tell you about this one. This is a drink called Messamaria. And it was very good. We just had little like cordial glasses, and it's made with this berry called the Arctic Bramble, and the liquor itself was very like sweet, like a berry.
Everything sounds like it's from Middle Earth over there.
I know,
there. What's
I
going
know.
On?
The Arctic Bramble only grows above the Arctic Circle in Finland.
Oh,
it was a drink you've never had before. The two of you
never had, never heard.
But it was very. It was very sweet. It was very sweet.
Did you like he?
I did like he. And then she had another drink, another liquor that, you know, they had all had it and they were like, oh, should we, Mike, it's a weird taste. You're not going to, you might like it. You might not like it. So I'm expecting something like Malort, which is like you drink it and you can't describe it.
Putrid.
Yeah. And she had this little nip bottle in the freezer, and it's called, I'm just reading it here, it's called Salamaki.
Okay.
Does this ring any bells? I might be pronouncing that wrong, and I think it's like Salamaki something else, but anyway. And this tasted, it was really thick because it was free, like cold. It tasted like salty black licorice. It was a very
salty,
very interesting taste. Yeah, you know when you get like fudge and it's salty, or like salted chocolate? It was like that, but with licorice.
Huh.
It, very interesting. It was a very
licorice, not a taste I love to begin with, but hey, if you salt it up.
Well, it was just very unique.
Damn.
Mike, but you are a global booze taster.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, my palate's passport is, you know, stamped complete.
You put a stamp on your tongue.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, those are my two little fun things I wanted to tell you about.
That's very cool. I had never heard of any of that stuff, and now I'm green with envy.
Well, I was green with being sick after mixing all those finished liquors together. Whoa! She's like, "You didn't mix those, did you?" I said, "What do you mean?"
I got some shit chat. I was gonna maybe save it for booze news, but maybe it's just fine right now.
Sure.
Check out what I'm drinking.
Bud Light Next.
Oh my God! As
now, remind me what that is. We've talked about that, right?
On booze news, yeah.
It's the Bud Light Next. Super crisp light beer, it says. Ooh. Zero carbs.
No carbo.
Ooh.
80 calories, 4% alcohol by volume. So, like, you know, a little on the light side. Sipping it.
You keep drinking that stuff, you're going to be a little on the light side.
If you don't watch out.
If you don't watch out.
You guys want to hear how it tastes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's my impression of probably how it tastes is, Michelob Ultra is like, hey, there's no beer that's going to have less taste than us. And then Bud Light Next is like, hold my beer.
Yeah, hold me.
Hold one of I.
I'll tell you, I cracked it open and it smelled almost like halfway between a seltzer and a beer.
Oh, boy.
And I couldn't place it. It smelled like a tea or something.
Wait a minute.
And so I looked it up. And somebody described the taste as a mix between elderberry and chamomile, neither of which I would be able to identify in a vacuum.
Weird.
It's just supposed to taste like beer, though, right? Like,
yeah, but it kind of doesn't.
Here's my
thing. It does taste halfway between a seltzer and a beer.
The Bud Light Seltzer, they do those packs. They can dial in the gingerbread, the popsicles, and make it taste
like...
Yeah,
where's beer flavor?
There you go, Jeff. That's what I'm talking about.
And
what the hell?
Do you think that thing is made of hops and barley, or do you think you're drinking a beer-flavored seltzer?
Like, I bet you it's beer-flavored seltzer because everything I read was just like, well, we just didn't have the technology to do the zero-carb beer. And I think that technology is seltzer technology.
Yeah, so it's malt. Mm. It's made for, which I guess is rice.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
This is perverse.
So that's a beer-flavored seltzer, essentially?
Kind of. Give us a thumbs up or thumbs down. What do you say, Jay?
Three quarters up.
Okay.
All right.
But do you think that, let's say you were craving
beer. It's
better
now. Like, towards the bottom of the can, I'm like, yeah, that could be just a light beer.
Oh, that's good. Mm. Usually they get worse as you go.
Mm. I'm all right.
Seltzies. But do you think if someone were like craving beer and they were like a paleo person or something, they don't have carbos, do you think this will scratch the itch?
Yes, recommend.
Damn.
Full recommend.
This is huge.
Worth a shot. Worth a shot.
Well, I love it.
Well, so I didn't want to put that in booze news because that's just already such an important segment.
Yeah, I didn't want to put you on blast, but yeah, you kind of broke protocol there.
Well, at this point I say I grow weary of shit chat and I think we should move on to the bip bip.
Bip it.
It's sexy.
Sexy. Sexy. Sexy. Booze news.
Penis.
A brothel.
Mm.
It's a
ass.
Boobs.
Mm.
Kissing.
Mm.
Damn.
Sexual tape. Tape. Tape.
One. One pube. BBD's down below and BBD's up top.
It's sexy.
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 Booze news, you sexy mother.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That was a good one.
Sexy Booze News by Adam LeClaire. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. I love that brothel.
Wait, have we heard from LeClaire? Is this a first timer?
I don't think so. LeClaire, keep him coming. This was a masterpiece.
Do you think that he has any relation to John LeClaire, the former Hockey Philadelphia player? Flyer? Yeah.
Yeah, brothers probably.
Hmm. Brother, yeah. I was going to say son, but it would be funny if that guy's brother was there.
I was at a little convenience store in Vermont one time back in the 90s, and they had pictures of John LeClaire everywhere. Mm. And I said, what's with all the John LeClaire? And they were like, he's our son.
He's our son. What's it to you?
He's our son, you fucking piece of shit.
Oh, is he an American player? Well, this is hardly booze news.
Yeah, this is hockey news. We'll save that for the NHL, NHL.com. Get on over there. Well, I wanted to stick with this sexy theme, and it's Valentine's Day, and the one little Valentine thing of booze news I picked up from the slopheads was, for all of you, you know, badasses out there who don't really buy into the Valentine's Day Hallmark holiday hype.
Yeah.
And you got a little more edge to you. You might want to go with the Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey Anti-Valentine's Day
Ooh.
Pack.
Ooh.
Yes, turn this corporate holiday on its head with a Cupid is Stupid heart-shaped box. After all, chocolate is for amateurs. So it's like a box of chocolates, but it's with little fireball nips in it, and it's Love black, it. And it has the flames on it. It's kind of a bad boy thing.
So okay. I meant to say this, but a couple weeks ago, we had a big like snowstorm over here and in New York, and I'm walking down the street. I was going to somebody's birthday party, and the snow's everywhere, and I'm walking by this guy, and he has a little nip of fireball. So,
hey! Were you like, oh, a man after my own heart. Come here, Paisan.
He said, leave me alone. It's snowing.
Leave me alone, Hanford.
I don't like you. Okay. I also noticed a fireball in my grocery store. I was in the beer aisle because it doesn't sell liquor or wine. And I'm looking in the beer coolers, and there's a little thing of fireball.
Hmm.
They sell fireball because I think it's like a low enough. They make a lower alcohol content fireball.
So when I was in upstate New York for Christmas, my sister's boyfriend mentioned that they were like, have you guys noticed how Fireball is like available in place? Because New York also has different liquor laws than California. So I'm always surprised when I go back home and I have to go to a beer store for beer and a liquor store for liquor and a wine store for wine. You know, butcher, baker, candlestick maker type situation. Really.
You want it all in a Walmart type situation. All right,
thank
Tim.
You.
Shutting out the small business person.
They were saying, like, have you noticed that, like, bodegas have Fireball now? I wonder what the deal is with that. And I put it to the test by I was walking down the main drag in Hudson, New York, and there was a little market. And I walked in, and I said, hey, do you have Fireball? And he said, yeah. And he had little 10 packs of the nips in a place that he only had beer and then Fireball. And then the rest of my trip, I was checking gas stations and stuff. They all have Fireball.
Wait, but is it just looks like normal Fireball, but it's a lower proof, or it's somehow okay?
No, it's normal Fireball. I just think that it's
a hair under the line or something. It's not 80 proof,
right? But Fireball, yeah, I want to say Fireball is like 60 proof.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that's the rule or that it might also be in combination with it just being nips and not full liters. I simply don't know.
Tim, I would say that's at this point. You sort of run the newsroom here. I said you send your little cubby out here on the beat.
Yeah. Off you go.
Huh?
He runs the newsroom here in Booze News. And
yeah, what's this cubby?
I want the story on my desk tomorrow morning.
I think cubby is a name for, maybe I'm getting that from Life Aquatic, but like a little reporter, I think. So he's sending you out on the beat, the news beat.
Me?
Yeah, no, Jeff, you gotta go. Yeah. You gotta head to the East Coast. Go now? Right near go to check out Hanford's neighborhood. By,
well, I can't. Right? I run a whole different part of Booze News, which actually, Jeff, if you want to play my, tape there, my track I sent you.
Sure, sure.
Hit
It's time for Hanford's Hobbies.
Oh, boy.
That is right. It's time for another Hanford's Hobbies. Thank you again to Hank Hill for doing the call there. So I heard the notes. I got the notes from you guys. We don't want to hear about your TV shows, which I'm on the last episode of Southside, by the way. We don't want to hear about the
music. Well, we wanted hobbies. We wanted hobbies. Yeah. Not
well, you got your hobby. You know me as a guy who is frequently in the kitchen cooking up food, cooking up stuff. I want to cook for the people. I like to. The best way to somebody's heart, I say, is through their stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cooking up the chicken, not quite enough, but still doing it.
Sinewy purple chicken legs.
Then you put it back on for way too long. And the outside.
And then you head to the bathroom and spend your night on the toilet.
Yes, yes. Well, anyway, so you know me in the kitchen. I like to take chances. I like to mix things around. I like to play. Mm-hmm. I like to play ball.
Yeah.
I recently got into pitas. You know pitas. You cut them in half. Now you got pies.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I got myself the pitas. So I made up this new little thing I had for lunch twice last week. Pita?
Pita?
Yeah. Toasted. I just a little toast to get a little, you don't want to change the taste. Just to give a little hardness. And in a frying pan, I put ground turkey.
Uh-huh.
Ground that up. Browned it, you know. And then... I put a little garlic powder on that thing, you know, just garlic salt, brown that too, you know, brown it, just a little bit. Mm. Then I put cheese on it. So now it's a cheesy, garlicky.
Turkey cheese garlic.
That's right. And it's like a big mush mash. You fill the pita with that. Then this is where I sort of an out-of-body experience. I'm opening my fridge. What can I put on this thing? I had leftover, because I finished the chips, I had some Lay's onion dip.
Oh.
And I just kind of globbed that on the top of it. So it kind of reminded me of a little bit of a, not tzatziki, what would that be? Some type of creamy base on a meat there, or creamy sauce on a meat.
Oh, it reminded you of that?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, it's
sour cream, right, basically?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. So then I ate both of them and I said, I got to talk about this because this is new and this is exciting. I don't have a name for it yet, though. Hanford
pocket,
turkey pocket.
Pocket pool.
Or what's like Raiko Chai Chi, like it's like Turgar Chi.
Po.
Well, you know, you don't want to make everything so... You know, every time I say Raiko Chai Chi to someone, like, what? And then I have to explain it, and they go, I don't get it.
You don't want to make everything so clickable?
No, I don't think Raiko Chai Chi is very clickable.
I think it is.
Made rye spy chai chi the other day. That's spinach instead of the corn. And, well, this is good. And I'm thinking, here's an idea I was thinking. We say the next person who wants to be a pay pig, they can name it.
Oh!
Oh, wow. That's attractive. But, you know, that is a perk. And I think
that's
you just sign yourself up for a year of pay pig. You can name this.
You might step on their arousal if you offer them a perk.
Okay, so we'll do another tier then. We'll do a $200 tier.
Yeah, we'll do a $200
tier. Food namer. The food namer tier.
I like that. That's pretty good.
Me too.
I'm very impressed. A, that sounds delicious. B, You're sizzling up a hot lunch. That's impressive. I know you're a cooker, man. Mm-hmm. And sure, we all like to break out the pan around dinner time.
He's a cooker, man.
At lunchtime, to make yourself a sizzled up, to deal with any raw ingredient that becomes a cooked ingredient during a daylight hour is very impressive to me.
Well, thank you. You know what the thing is? I mean, we're all working from home, so it's like, I just walk to the kitchen and do it. It's got to give me some type of thing to do, or else I feel like my lunchtime was just like putting some food in my mouth and then going back to my desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chewing.
I like picturing you there in that kitchen, kind of bopping around, tasting the wooden spoon. More salt.
Not quite. Then, you know, I've got
my
frilly apron on.
And nothing else. Burning your ass on the furnace.
Yeah. Yeah, since this is the Valentine's episode, Valentine's Day episode. You know, no one can say that word correctly.
No one?
No, not the first try. Yes, because it's a Valentine's Day episode, I am wearing just an apron and a hairnet, nothing else.
Sexy.
That's right. That's right. All right, I'm going to... I've just closed up Hanford's Hobbies.
And now we're clear to wrap up booze news.
Yep.
Very good, Michael.
Yeah, is that Mario 2?
It sure is. But no, it's not. We'll get sued.
It's Marco 2.
Tube.
Marco Tube.
Could be a good game. Okay, enough fucking around. Let's get into the drink of the day, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
It's Valentine's Day week. We wanted to give the slopheads something romantic, salacious, stimulating that they can make for their significant others or their latest hookup job.
Ooh, Jeff, can you put some like kind of like ding 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 ding, some like a smooth funk?
Yeah, maybe
a
little.
It's Gore-Tex.
So. We scrolled through the IBA cocktail list looking for the sexiest, most suggestive named cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
And we found ourselves a drink called Between the Sheets.
Oh, don't take it again. I gotta cut that shit out.
Between the Sheets, big boy.
Ugh.
Between the Sheets, you've had?
Not had nor heard.
I've heard of this, but I haven't had it.
Now, have you, I've never heard of it. Have you heard of it out in the wild or probably just scrolling over the IBA list for a year?
In the wild.
Damn. Okay. You guys want to hear what it is?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
This one's pretty straightforward. It's basically a variation on the sidecar. If you recall when we did the sidecar, that was... cognac, triple sec, and lemon, kind of a kind of a cognac sour situation that came from Paris or London in the 20s. And this drink is pretty much a sidecar plus rum.
Nice.
In addition to the cognac. Yes. We're talking about a two liquor drink.
Yeah,
and which is
very simple.
Exciting to me to keep the cognac in there and add white rum. Backstory on the drink is that it looks like this drink is often credited to Harry's New York bar in Paris, which we talk about a lot, but others like to say that this drink likely came from the Berkeley Hotel in London. And I'm going to go with the Berkeley on this one because as we've learned, as we all know, Harry's like tends to get credit for other people's work a lot because Harry also put out cocktail books that kind of like logged other people's creations. And then I think it was with the sidecar, which is very similar to this.
We've called Harry's the Drake of bars.
Yeah. He kind of is. And he's a little bit of a certified lover boy in his own right. But,
oh, sure.
You know, because the sidecar was like, invented at the Bucks Club, and then Harry put in his book and credited the Bucks Club. But then by the second edition of his book, he was like, I came up with it.
I was being nice before.
I also did, I brought up, there was another thing we pointed out that maybe like, in the Bellini episode that at the Harry's in Venice, like the Bucks Club had invented the Bucks Fizz, and then the Bellini, they just, you know, they legit invented it, but in general, they're a bit of a fuck Jerry of seminal bars.
That's an even better, yeah.
And but so I'm going to say that this was the Berkeley Hotel in London that invented this, and probably Harry's helped popularize it. But what we all want to know about is the name, right? Between the Sheets. Why does this drink have such a sexy name? And the rumor is that it's because this drink was often served at the brothels of Paris as like a little, the standard house aperitivo cocktail before you went and kind of did the horizontal mambo.
Ew. You know what I mean? Knock some boots.
A little bit of the forbidden lambada. What's the difference between a bordello and a brothel? Just different words?
That's a good question. I don't know.
All I know is Bordello of Blood.
Oh, with Dennis Miller?
Starring the Crypt Keeper. Was that right? Wasn't that like a Tales from the Crypt movie or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe he landed that role. The Crypt Keeper. Here's what's in this sexy drink of European descent that we are about to drink. It is 30 milliliters of white rum. That's an ounce.
A shot. Nice. Great.
Got it.
30 milliliters of cognac. That's an ounce.
Beautiful.
30 milliliters of triple sec. That's an ounce. Mm-hmm. 20 milliliters of fresh lemon juice. That's 2/3 of an ounce. Would have been nice if it was equal parts, eh, boys?
Yeah, sure would have been.
I know. Some of us might just make it equal.
Well, you can't sit here wishing.
It'll probably be tart.
Well, I got a question.
Hold on. The method.
The method.
The garnish.
Well, I thought Jeff was going to say, okay, let's make it. I said, no, I got to do some talk.
Add all ingredients to a cocktail shaker. Shake with ice and strain into a chilled cocktail glass. Don't garnish.
Don't garnish. It's not applicable here.
Now,
it's not appropriate.
When you pour it into a glass, it says a chilled glass. No mention of cubes, unfortunately, right?
No cubes. Cubes left behind.
Damn.
Up. Served up.
What kind of glass?
Cocktail.
Yes, okay. Wait, is that like a martini glass?
Yep.
Coupe for me.
Yes. I got one of those too. Wait a minute. Oh, yes, this is what I was going to ask. We're putting cognac in there, yes?
Yes.
Sure.
Is cognac the same thing as brandy?
Cognac is brandy, but not all brandy is cognac.
Yeah.
Okay. I also have that, what's that brand, that cognac that has orange in it?
Oh, Grand Marnier.
Yeah, I have that still. Can I still use
Michael,
that?
Michael, that'll kill two birds. You don't even need triple sec if you use that.
No, I'm using an addition.
I'm using an addition.
And for me, I'm using a little Cuvazier.
Oh, beautiful. Cuvazier, what is up, guys? I am doing Henny. And then for my triple sec, I got none of the cheap shit yet left, so I'm going Cointreau.
Ooh, a little...
For a little French. This is a very French drink we're having.
Yeah. Well, then maybe Duck? It was made in Harry's in Paris.
Paris.
Oh, boy.
Paris. Well, the city of romance, some say. Never been, but some say it is.
Hey, maybe for the pod we go to Paris on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, next year. Right. Yeah. We're saying it now. Next year's episode, Valentine's episode, is going to be in Paris.
I love it.
Sorry, Patreon. That's what you're paying for.
Hey, and if you join the new $300 tier, you can come with us.
Yeah.
That's right. You got to pay your way, and you can't talk to us.
You're going to sit right next to us the whole time, but don't make a beep.
We can talk to you, but you can't speak back to us. I know, it's weird. But for $400, for $400 tier, you can pay your own way and talk to us.
We don't have to respond.
But we don't talk to you.
All right. What do you say we get into it?
That sounds fine.
Let's do it.
Folks, we'll see you on the other side of the ads.
Whee!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how get 30, how get 20, 20, 20, how get 20, 20, how get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Sloppy Boys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Sloppy Boys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With Between the Sheetses.
I think I squeeze my lemons too hard when I juice them. How about you guys? I got one of those yellow clampers.
Oh, my. Tim, I always squeeze them just right.
Ooh. Oh, that's what I should do.
I had a bottle of pre-squoz juice.
Squoz.
Real lemon?
Squoozin.
Pre-squoozin.
That's smart because I'm doing my own squoozers. And it's just I get so excited, squeeze too hard, and now it just tastes like rind juice.
That tastes like absolute shit. This filled up a martini glass nicely, and when I was pouring it into this shaker, I was like, this is not going to be enough alcohol or like enough liquid to fill a thing up. And sure enough, but right to the top.
Yes, patience, Michael, patience.
I know.
This will be kind of a strong drink because it's got an ounce of cognac, ounce of fucking rum, and I did the Cointreau, so that's like that's 3 ounces of full strength boozers.
It's fucking 300 proof.
Yeah, I did a Cointreau also, Michael.
Zing pow.
Your triple sec?
Triple sec. Mine was just some off brand thing. I can't even see the
Dick
label.
Hyper? Hiram Walker?
No, I could get I can see the bottle, but the label is turned just so I can't read it.
Perfect.
Being a little coy.
Damn. I'll get it at the break.
All right, here we go. Sips.
I'm going to get you.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yes.
That has got something to it. It tastes like, kind of like a...
Yellowbird.
A little bit like Yellowbird, but it doesn't have like the licorice-y thing. It's the simplest thing. It's
daiquiri?
No, champagne. Well, kind of too. Champagne and orange juice.
Mimosa.
Mimosa a little bit.
But you don't like mimosas.
No, I do not. And you know why I like this? I like this because it doesn't have fucking champagne in it.
Hey.
It's I've had a couple sidecars recently since we did it on the pod. I ordered one at Musso and Frank, and I've had a couple at fucking Dresden. And I like this, and I like sidecars, but the rum, it's, you know, when you just keep adding more shit to a drink, it adds more complexity and it pings and pangs new corners of your mouth. It's nice.
Yeah.
Lightened it up too.
That's good.
It's pretty good.
It's like if you make a yellow bird, but you don't have the Galliano.
Yeah. Between the sheets. Now, Tim, you were saying this was the sexiest drink we could find. The sexiest drink I've ever had was a Tommy Lee. You know what that is?
No.
Tommy Lee is a Jack and Coke, and you stir it with your dick.
You stir it with your dick.
I don't know. I saw some of those commercials for the Tommy and Pam story.
Oh, we got to watch that.
Well, sure, we got to watch it.
There's a lot of things.
It's not going to be what you're expecting. I'll tell you that much.
All right.
You don't know what I'm expecting.
When does he honk the boat horn with his dick? That's what he did in the porno movie, okay?
Yeah, I learned that from you fairly recently. I somehow was aware of the whole Pam and Tommy thing. I knew of their love affair. I knew of the tape. I had never seen or heard about the part where he honks a boat horn with his dick.
You'd think that'd be the first thing.
Can I please share something with you? I've never seen the movie. I've only heard of that part. And it may have been, I'm wondering now if, you know, you watch those like I Love the 90s shows and they would have talked about something like that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if somebody was saying that as a joke, and I was just like, wow, you must do that.
Yeah, that was Hal Sparks saying that shit, probably.
Hal Sparks said that. Huh.
Huh. Well, we should cover it. We should get the tape.
Oh.
We should get the tape and watch the tape for the blowout.
We should do a whole, maybe that could be a whole pivot for the podcast. We do the Paris Hilton tape, the Kim Kardashian tape, and it's kind of more just like the perverted guys show.
It could be like, okay, that could be a battle royale, best celebrity sex tape, and we each bring one in and make pretty our good case.
We each bring one in. One Night pretty in good Paris, Tommy and Pam.
I like the one with the Creed guy. Didn't the Creed guy
Scott
have
Stapp
one?
Scott Stapp.
I like the one where David Hasselhoff is laying on the ground drunk and his daughter is like videotaping him drunk. That's not much of a sex tape, but his shirt's off.
Whoa. David Hasselhoff with his shirt off.
Yeah, I have to agree. It's not as much of a sex tape, but yeah.
Maybe it was his daughter. Maybe it was his girlfriend. I don't know.
No, that's
again. I've got sort of a tangential knowledge of these celebrity videos, and I sort of make up parts of them. Maybe Tommy beeped the boat with his thingling. Maybe Hasselhoff. Daughter or girlfriend tapes them. We don't know.
There's no way of knowing.
Well, we all know Ray J was Brandy's cousin.
Oh yeah.
Of okay all people.
Okay.
Of all people.
Of all people.
Brandy's cousin.
That's right.
I remember when the tape came out and they were like with Ray J, and I said, Brandy's cousin?
Brandy's cousin made a video that isn't a music video?
Oh, boy. This has got the nice shards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like Chardonnay?
It's really warming me up.
Ooh.
Or you made it Japanese style.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Japanese style? You're just shaking the hell out of it.
Sharded up. Japanese martini has the ice shards on top.
I had a nice sharded...
yeah, I sharded
I had a nice
shart
the other day on an airplane. I had just eaten the Jack in the Box in the terminal. I sharted on the plane. Sharted upon takeoff. No, I had a great martini, shard-filled martini the other day. Gin. Ooh.
On a plane?
IRL.
Nice.
a plane where? Could be IRL, too.
Dish, where?
This was called the Timeout Market in Dumbo. And it was a restaurant that kind of overlooked the East River.
Beautiful.
Very nice. The snow was coming down. It was a very nice look.
Hmm. Well, damn. What I was gonna say was based on when you were saying sharded and stuff like that. Mm. I was gonna say a thing that always makes me laugh is in memes when they say like I shitted and they spell it with D's.
Oh yeah, that? Yeah, yeah.
That's common parlance in memes.
Yep. Yep.
It's fun when you find something that is common parlance and you don't hate it. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like
yeah,
whenever I notice a trend, I'm like, fuck that fucking font or that color or that yeah song or whatever. And then jeez, when you find one you like, it's like, hey,
yeah, like
I'm kind of into that, man.
Like when the dog says chick'em nuggets. Oh, yeah, that's good.
What's that?
I see a lot of nuggies.
No, it's that's a stupid one. It's like a dog, like has chicken nuggets.
Oh, I don't like that shit. I don't like doggo. Yeah. I don't like
boops, scritches.
It's what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I look at a lot of dog Instagrams.
What else? Well, there's some other fucking annoying ones. Oh, I don't like fingies or like
tendies.
Tendies.
So, okay.
But what do we like? You know, let's make it positive around
here. Well, I do like the number of chicken tender memes. I like the idea that we all sort of chicken tenders are not really a thing that we're, you know, like individual businesses will market their chicken tenders, but overall, it's not really the result of advertising. I think we all separately love chicken fingers, right?
Sure. Like
whether That's it right. is late night bar food or a little nuking up a little Tyson or whatever in your house. I think kind of everybody loves.
Oh God, I love those.
Everybody individually decided they love chicken fingers. It's also for picky eaters. It's the safest thing. You know, it's like the safest food.
It's like one step away from fries.
Yeah, and it's a dip. It's a dip delivery.
Hey, speaking of dip, and also overused memes. I know, like Eric Andre is like a funny dude. Mm-hmm. He's one of these dudes who made a real meal out of ranch.
Yeah.
I think like ranch was such a meme for a while.
His was legalized ranch, right?
Yeah. Okay, but like everybody
because he was drinking it from a bottle.
Oof. That Hidden Valley Ranch became such a meme, and I don't know. It's no better than like bacon to me, you know.
Well, I think ranch has a crossover where Eric Andre was doing it from one angle, and then you had like middle class fancy doing the sort of me and Nance getting ranch type of coming in from both angles. So you're kind of getting it from
all sides here on the romantic
in the Valentine's Day episode.
You guys are sick.
You're getting it front and back here at the Valentine's episode.
Speaking of memes and accounts and stuff, Tim and I are following this guy, and I'm very excited, but I'm not going to speak
for
Tim here.
Well, why are I following him?
Well,
I'm very excited. I love this guy.
Okay, Tim likes him too. I'm going to tell you about him. Jeff, you follow him. His name's, I think he goes by La Cousine, but his name is, the actual name is, like the handle. Tim, do you know it?
I thought it was Cousine.
Cougine is like, it's Meals by Cooge. Meals by C-U-G. And his name's Cougine. And he's this, I assume he's from the East Coast because he's always kind of in Brooklyn and New Jersey.
Yep.
And he goes to get food and he talks about it. And he's got a funny charisma to him.
He's in the same genre, but kind of the opposite body type as Big Time Tommy. Mm-hmm. Where it's like a kind of New York-y guy who's like, hey, take care, brush your hair, tell your sister I said hello. Wow.
He's got big floppy hair.
Yeah, he does look like a...
If he eats something he likes, he takes a bite of something and goes, wah.
He looks like if like one of those caricature artists drew like Adam Driver and it came to life.
Yeah.
He's the
and
best.
There's a and lot of talk. He eats subs and pizza and stuff, but there's a lot of talk about your sister. Say hi to your sister. That's like your sister on a Friday night.
He's like a little, like if he's making something, he's putting butter on the bread. He's like, you put a little how you doing. You do a little what you say.
Okay, great.
He's and the best. And I think he has merch, too. I got to get one of his shirts.
His rating system, he'll have a sandwich and he doesn't even really like it, but that's 7 out of 5 Marrons.
Is that a meme thing or like an internet thing where, because I'll see, again, on like dog Instagrams, it'll be like, this little guy went to the vet and didn't cry. 11 out of 10 would recommend or something like that.
Right.
Is the joke that like it's over the amount of... Like 120% type of thing.
That's just a funny thing to say because we all know the reference, Mike.
But people do it. You know, that's become a thing.
People do
sure.
it.
Well, I've said 0 out of 10, and I didn't think I was being a meme.
No, but if you were to do, you can't do more than the 10, you know, mathematically.
Yeah, but I definitely would recommend as a whole thing, and it's kind of no notes and that type of thing.
No notes,
you know?
Yeah. I understood the assignment. That's my favorite.
Well, like when people are like, hey, Jeff, how was COVID? And I'm like, 0 out of 10, do not recommend.
I like it.
I don't think I'm being a meme when I do that, but maybe that's something.
No, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. You can't.
Yeah,
do
I know.
The
I get
first
it.
Number can't be over. That's the meme.
But everybody understands.
We gotta stop fighting. It's Valentine's Day.
Tim, we can figure this all out. Where I'm not
Mike,
fighting.
Mike, if you keep
Jeff,
this up, you're not being my Valentine this year.
No. Well, this isn't a fight. This is how we talk to each other. You fucking ass!
And say hi to your sister!
Oh, brother. It's easy. I tell you, it's these between the sheets get me going.
I'm like halfway through this one, and I'm already feeling a little hot in the cheeks.
Yeah, me too.
I feel both crunk and drunk.
Hey, between the sheets, hot in the cheeks.
Between the cheeks is what they should call it.
No, Tim.
What? Oh, wah. I can't be full of filth. But one day a year.
Okay, this is the one day a year where anyone can be full of as much filth as they want. Mike, that goes for you, too.
I'm going to go maximum full of filth. And I wanted, I had my question about Valentine's Day. So you guys, I was thinking about this because of the fireball thing being like an anti-Valentine's. And I was thinking, what do you think of that? I think it's a little silly. You got Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
And then what? It is what it is. And then the anti-Valentine's, the people who like post the Instagrams, the best?
Yeah. Nothing makes me happier than when like, you remember when like birds would do Valentine's Day, but they would brand it as just like, hey, come on Friday night for our anti-Valentine's Day
you
party.
You think that's the best?
Well, because you go in there, Jeffy walks in there, fish in a barrel, baby.
You're shooting?
Yeah, just opening fire. No, everybody there is single and jaded and they want to fuck.
No, they don't.
Well, that I was going to say that I feel like if you're not into Valentine's Day, it seems to me pretty easy to just ignore Valentine's Day because it's just a stupid thing. So the idea that you're obligated to, if you're not doing Valentine's Day, to then go the opposite direction. However, I could imagine if you're a little duddy type dude and you're saying, oh, it's the chicks who are pissed off about Valentine's Day and they're looking for a warm shoulder to sob on.
I had broken up with an ex-girlfriend and you know, it was still a little new, a little raw. And around Valentine's Day, she tweeted, which I think is a very funny tweet, but she tweeted, oh, it's Valentine's Day's coming up. Better get out the tarps. And I thought that was a very funny, like, you know,
that's funny.
Tarps in your sexual access is going to be some sort of mess involved. And I was like, who are you getting tarps with? Who is this person? Yeah, but I think that's just I think she was just doing a funny tweet.
I think it's, yes, I agree. It's a funny tweet. Who is this act happening with? With whom?
Whom with Gwyneth? Whom with? I was. I've already said her first name. That's
don't.
Bad.
Oh bad. No.
Oh shit. No. It's the one shit. We're all thinking too, isn't it?
Is she sort of a goopy type of?
Yeah.
Jeff, cut this.
Yeah, we're cutting it.
That's cut noises.
Why don't we also cut to a little commercial break and do a second round?
I think that's fine. That's a fine idea.
Love it.
Folks, get your wallets out. The ads are coming straight for your ass.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
And we're back with round two of Between the Sheets.
Ooh.
It's kind of a yellow bird. It's kind of a French 70. What is this? A French 70? No, it's kind of a
sidecar.
Sidecar.
It's kind of a daiquiri.
It's kind of almost all gone.
Stop it.
They're strong, folks.
Yeah.
They're good. They make you.
They're great.
I feel like I'm in the. I feel like I'm in the finest brothel in all of Paris.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Holding hands with a woman of class under a Cezanne.
A great painter, by the way.
Thank you.
Isn't it? It's funny though. The idea. I at least this was laid out on the article that I read that if this drink was included, it's kind of funny. It's like you go to you tour the Ben and Jerry's factory. And then you get a little 2 ounce scoop of Cherry Garcia at the end, you go to the Guinness factory and then you get a little Guinness taste. It's kind of funny to go to a brothel and be like, here is your complimentary drink. And you drink that up. If it really was included as part of the deal, that's pretty funny.
What was the, we went to a bar that was a brothel. What was it?
In LA?
Yeah.
A former brothel or a current brothel?
I'll have to look it up. That'll be. I'll follow up with that next week. I guarantee it. That's a J-man guarantee.
I know that.
Wait, like a functioning brothel?
No, it was a brothel.
I know that the Hyperion Tavern over there on like Lyric and Hyperion is fucking had like. These ancient glory holes that were like historic. It was like LA's first glory holes.
Well, and you know,
comedy shows there.
The Simpsons ride at Universal used to be a sex dungeon.
The Simpsons ride at Universal.
It used to be the time travel academy.
I know. I'm just saying there's so many. I'm just joking around.
Oh,
well, don't. Well, don't, Mike.
Jeff, I think your levels just peaked. I could hear it.
Oh shit! Oh,
tech guy, Mr. Gear,
made me peak.
My blood pressure peaked. That's why.
Hey, I tell you something though. At a brothel, I go to a brothel and they feed me one of these, I don't have the function to do just about anything except take a nap.
Wait,
that's
wait,
probably
wait,
idea.
Tim. We went to see Cassidy and Eva's immersive play.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you recall?
Yeah, it was like in a little art space, kind of a shabby.
There was a bar up the street. Do you remember what that was?
Up the street. What is that off like Vermont, kind of in Hollywood?
Oh, Thai Angel on Western.
But did it have like separate rooms? Like
yeah, it had like an upstairs with like rooms that used to be a brothel.
I bet there's like a brothel. Tour or something you can take in LA. Mm. Like they have those Charles Manson tours and the Dearly Departed tours.
I was thinking about opening up a business, kind of a sex work business I'm going into where it's broth and brothels, where you have soup and then you make love. You know?
Yeah. You know, you want a nice belly full of hot soup.
Hot broth and brothel. Broth.
What would you like? Well, I'll have the the ramen and the fucking
69.
Yeah, and they're like, how spicy do you want that ramen? Maximum spice, please.
And how spicy do you want the act?
The act.
Mild.
Mild.
Extra spicy mild. Soup and a mild.
Hey, before we get too far away from your initial mention, Michael.
Filthy.
I've never. Absolutely filthy. I personally have not experienced Cherry Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And. You should. Just bought some. It's in the fridge. Haven't cracked it yet.
Oh, fun.
This could be a blowout, Jeff.
Good, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to make my whiskey and ice cream beverage?
Ooh. Yeah, where you bore out the hole and then you dump in the...
You ruin a pint of Jack Daniels, ice cream.
Yeah. And yeah, you drain a bottle of whiskey and ruin your ice cream. But it's funny, and it's important in life to be kind of funny.
I have a thing where I take a Breyers pint and I just dump it out the window. I like this whole thing. We're kind of being nasty, rude boy. We're saying whatever we want. You said we could say filth. I love
Come
that.
Come on, rude boy, boy.
Here's a filth for you. Want some filth?
We can say whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
How about this?
I think you should leave season two.
Thank you.
How about sexy outfits?
Oh, wait, what? Oh, that's your... Okay.
That's the filth.
You know, I was going to mention... Is
sexy outfits.
I was going to mention a... priapism.
I was going to miss... What?
Have you heard that word, priapism?
Yeah, what is this? It sounds medical.
Yeah, take a guess. It's a bad health condition.
Is that like a boner that doesn't go away that you got to go to the...
Bent dick?
It's a boner that doesn't go away. When they warn in commercials, when they talk real fast, like, like if it does have more than 4 hours and you got a big hard rod, you go to your doctor.
Hey. Okay, two stories really quick. Real quick. I know we're going over long, but it's good. It's good.
Oh, it's good.
Number one, I'm going to tell a quick story of a penis injury.
Great.
That my friend's sister caused...
And what's number two going to be?
The time we took boner pills.
Oh, okay, don't tell that story.
Come on! Gene Simmons gave them to us.
Of family jewels fame?
All right. Number one, first of all, friend of mine's sister, having sex with her boyfriend. She's on top, and she's bouncing up and down. Comes out, and then lands back down.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like... Yeah. And crush and bends the erect penis, and he had to go to the hospital.
Wow, like right then and there,
right then and there.
Like they were like, oh, let's get in the car.
Because it's bad to you don't want to bend it.
Yeah,
you can bend it, Mike. You can bend it when it's soft. Not a problem.
No, even that.
Just a guy hearing this story, Jeff. Oh, I can't even think of it. Ow.
Okay, but here's the more maybe the better story. Maybe we just use this one. I went to Comic-Con to film with Gene Simmons' Family Jewels, my first job in L.A., and some dude gave Gene Simmons a promotional pack of what were essentially like men's virility pills or boner pills. And he was like, thanks so much. Like, yeah, I'm going to use these, blah, blah, blah. He's like being a good celeb. And then he turns to me and he's just like, you can have these. And I brought home these weird boner pills.
These pills, they did not have a medical vibe. They had more of a gas station vibe to them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. And
like those little packets you see at the counter, and it's like tiger blood, you know?
Yeah, and it's like energy.
Virility. Libido mojo booster.
It's a little sus.
Yeah.
But
it's sketch too.
Oh, yeah. It's a little chuggy too, probably.
You're getting a little cringe here.
But we all took them. Did we all take them? I took them.
Yeah.
I did not.
Shiner took them.
I did.
And if I remember, we all laid awake in bed for hours with insatiable boners.
All I'll say is that mine, I sleep face down. I'll just say that I woke up a few inches off the mattress.
You guys also had like crazy dreams, right? Like sweat dreams. And
yeah,
just, like
it was like cold sweats. Like, you know,
like speed, I bet.
Because I think all that boner shit is just like circulation, gets your circulation going. And my heart was like pounding in bed. It was bad.
My heart was pounding. My lips were beet red and huge, like I had collagen injections. I think mine rerouted more to my lips.
You might have had an allergic reaction to whatever.
Maybe you guys, your heart was pounding and you couldn't think straight. Maybe you were just
I think I was in love.
Maybe
Valentine's
just in
Day
love
episode.
On Valentine's Day. Jeff, you know what to
do. We love pills the whole time.
Wrap us up. We all love the drink.
Okay, no, final thoughts, and we'll be done. Mike, I promise we'll be done after final thoughts.
I know.
Thoughts.
I just like to be funny.
I know. my final thoughts are that it's great. Yeah. Order again and again and again. It's good. I don't know if I would. It's not like A tier. It's like you know, a B+.
It's a good one to have in the arsenal, though, because you're doing like a... you know, a fucking daiquiri type thing, but the cognac just makes it a little fancy.
Yeah. I like this drink. It's an order again. I will say I want to do it at like a cocktail bar too and see what kind of specific twists they put on it. Twists and turns.
I bet you, yeah, because Dresden had a twist on the sidecar, right, Tim? What was it? They use like a house made.
Do they make their own triple sec? Is that possible?
Maybe it's something like that. I feel like the citrus was tweaked. Anyway, folks, what do I say here? Jesus fucking Christ.
We absolutely love you, especially on Valentine's Day. Much love.
And that's our show. Also, we got to tell them to go to the Patreon, right? That's a thing. We announced several new tiers on this episode.
Yeah, look for those.
Check those out, those very real tears. And then we got questions for Lennon, a brand new one.
That's right.
Just dropped.
We got Gabrus.
With Gabrus.
Gabrus is in town.
Damn. Bunch of goodies up there.
Ooh. I got a personal plug. If you're in the New York area and you want to see some good stand-up comedy, come to see me host my show, A Night to Remember with Mike Hanford and Friends. We got me, we got Steven Castillo, Dan Licata, Amy Zimmer, and Nick Cirelli and Brad Evans.
What a lineup. Damn.
Stacked.
That's going to be on February 19th, 7:30 at Union Hall.
Nice, dude.
Get tickets early because the price goes up day of.
Oh, shit. Damn. Skyrockets?
That's right.
Well, folks, it was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you liked it. I know I did.
That's right.
It was romantic.
It was romantic and pedantic.
And a little bit, it was a little raunchy at times.
Sure.
Little rude, rather crude.
And folks, you didn't even...
lewd.
You got the edited version, folks. We're going to put the unedited version out one day. Yee-hoo!
Yeah, when are we doing the Holy Schnankies edition of this episode?
Maybe that'll be our Pam and Tommy tape.
Oh, hey.
We should just make a Pam and Tommy tape. Jeff, you got the blonde long hair.
Wait, no. I need to get fucked.
Yeah. But also, you're the drummer of the band, so you're kind of the Tommy. So maybe you go solo on this tape.
Hey, guys, I got it covered. I know just the thing.
I know just the sexual act I can perform alone.
This is going to be a video of Jeff jerking off. Boo.
Yeah, so don't say it like that.
Jeff figured out a way for a person to have sex all by themselves.
Huh. All right. Well, folks, we'll see you next week where things will be sterile and family friendly.
Yep. It's a wholesome episode next week. Gather all the little kitties around.
Yep.
And send Jeff your real doll suggestions.
Bye, folks.
Bye.